Hello, this is Kay Dragon. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom. We are coming to you live today. This is May 23rd, 2024, under a beautiful Sagittarius flower moon today. The energy just feels very interesting to me and very good. As I said, my name is Kay Dragon. My co-host is Maureen Hauer, and we thank you for spending the next hour with us on One to Listen. Or One Two Radio. I'm sorry, I'm very confused today. There's so many One Twos here, isn't there? There's One Two Listen. You know, that's where we do our readings and such. Anyway, I just want to let you know that you can join us in conversation on in the chat room. You can click on the chat button on the front page. And that will take you over to a Facebook page. And if you've never been in before, in the chat room, Jay will send you a message and he will let you in. So welcome. Hi, Maureen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Yesterday, I was like taking in all that energy from whatever was happening, you know, whether it was the sun or the moon or the things, I don't know. But boy, I was wacky yesterday. But today's great.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, it's good. Good day.
Me, I was the opposite. Yesterday was just an easy day for me. It was like, what an easy day. Oh my goodness.
I know.
I went to, my daughter went with me because she, I had to give her a ride to get her haircut. And I had a follow-up appointment for, with my cardiologist at UC Health. And it's like parking right in front. We were there very early, like 20 minutes early, but the doctor was early. So that went really quickly. And then we drove clear out to Parker. You know, I'm in the Aurora area in Colorado. Yeah. And out to Parker, which was a nice drive, and had coffee. And she got her hair cut. And we found great bargains for clothes. We went shopping. That went all perfectly. Everything just went very smoothly. And you know, things have not been real smooth in my life lately. So it's like, wow.
It's about time. Yeah.
I'm down with it.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just for a little while, I'm good with that. Yeah. So last week I couldn't make it. I had one of those lots of doctor appointments here lately. And one of those appointments that you make like 6 months ahead. And if you try to reschedule it, it's going to be 6 months out again.
Yeah.
And you had our friend, our mutual friend, Ken Norton on, which was very interesting. I got to hear the last the conversation. You know, I've known him for 50 years.
Wow.
That's a long time. We were kids.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah. He's very chatty. And so interesting how we reconnected because of you, actually.
I know. It's like I was a facilitator. I've done that for different people. I don't know. I just kind of am there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's my job. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, it was because I think we mentioned I met him at a show, one of the big shows. He was looking for readers. He was going to start some kind of business thing. And so I've known him about 2 years, but I feel like I've known him forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Maybe it's our, I don't know, our horoscope, our sun signs, our things. I have no idea. But
I don't, you know, interesting times we're living in right now. And it's kind of interesting because it just seems like sometimes there's people from way back in our past and coming forward at this time and rekindling friendships or just relationships in one way or another.
Well, it's about, the reconnection. I mean, it's like closure, healing. You know, it's just the time for it to happen, I guess. I mean, I saw that happen with my, I had a partner. We weren't married, but we were together a long time, almost 30 years. And that was Al. You didn't know Al.
But, no, I didn't know Al.
Yeah. But just before he passed, and of course we didn't know he was going to pass. It was probably a couple years before he passed. All these people from his past started cropping up. You know, we went and had dinner with some old friends, and they sent pictures of when they were in, like, not Boy Scouts, but like some scouting thing. They looked like, anyway, it was cool. And all these people just came up. And then his son, who he had been estranged from, came to the door one day and he goes, "Oh, David's here." And I was like, "David? I thought it was my artist friend," who was his son, who they hadn't spoken in 20 years. It was amazing. And So yeah, so they had some closure and healing and all kinds of stuff.
Wow, very
Fascinating.
nice. Yes.
Yeah, so it was meant to be.
Yeah. Just very interesting times right now with the political environment and such. I'm finding myself trying to pull back from that as much as possible now because I'm starting to realize no matter who you listen to, if it's CNN, if it's Fox, no matter who you listen to, their job is to keep us afraid and engaged.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've stopped watching as much as I did, and I feel better. It's almost like pulling away from an addiction. It's
Yes.
a little hard sometimes. So every once in a while, I'll like pop it on to see what's going on. But it just, you're right. It
The
just doesn't.
media is powerful. It's very powerful.
It is very powerful.
The spoken word is powerful. And right now, I really feel that amplified because of the full moon. I just really want to get my crystals out there tonight because it's a Sagittarius
Good
moon.
idea.
Yeah, I love that Sag energy because it's just kind of whimsical and big. I love it.
I
Well,
like
my youngest daughter is a Sag, so I just love her optimism and she has luck. She has interesting
Nice.
luck. And just loving that energy.
Yeah.
We have the Gemini and Jupiter coming up. What is it, Saturday, I think it is.
Yep, I
So
think it
that's
is.
going to be very interesting energy also.
Yeah. My brother's a Gemini and he's like super smart and very grounded. And so I don't see the other side of him very often, like the side where he becomes more vulnerable or whatever. There are definitely two sides to him, but yeah, it's kind of funky being a Gemini, knowing a Gemini. So I don't know. We're totally opposite. We are completely opposite. Yeah.
Well, you're Scorpio, right?
Scorpio, and I have an Aquarius moon. So, and my son is Aquarius with a Scorpio moon. That's interesting. Yeah, that's a whole other show. But anyway,
Very interesting.
yeah.
I don't have a whole lot. My midheaven is Gemini, which really, and career-wise, I've had so many different careers that are just so different.
Yeah,
So different.
very
Yeah.
eclectic.
Which is
Yes.
good, but also, it can get in my way too, because it's just like I'm interested in one thing, then all of a sudden, oh, look at this.
I know. Squirrel. Yeah. I know. It's funny. I'm kind of that way. I mean, I can do like 10 things at once, or interests. I'm always curious. I'm a very curious person. I'm glad as I'm getting older, I'm glad I'm not curious, because that I think that's a good thing to be, because it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is in my chart, but
Well, I was reading Mark's Power Peak. If you all out there have not connected with Mark's Power Peak, it's pretty amazing. A lot of our 1-2 radio hosts and advisors, write some marvelous stuff in there, especially C.A. Brooks. She's just
Yeah.
such a great writer.
Yeah, she is.
And I was looking at some of her advice and her column for the upcoming Jupiter and Gemini this weekend, and talking about Gemini and things to kind of work with that. It's such an interesting, well, it's dual energy. It's twins.
Yeah.
It's the twins. It's and being able to work with both of those energies. It's the light and the dark. And it's so interesting because my scopes all went in that direction too,
Really?
of the light and dark, kind of. We'll get to that too.
Sure.
Gotta do the scopes. I love my scopes.
Me
They
too.
just come through. If y'all have not signed up for the Power Peak, you can go to the 1-2 Listen page and sign up for the Power Peak, and Mark will send that to you and give you this little password so you can get in and see all the wonderful authors and the information that will help you kind of plan your week or whatever, or just explain some things for you. We have some great contributors on there, CA and Mo and Kelly, Grace and Ginger, just some great stuff.
Yeah, I went on there this morning and it is amazing the information that they have. You know, where are you going to get that? You know, I mean, that's like free info, you know, or
I know.
I think it's a good place to go and, you know, to understand it, because I don't understand a lot about astrology. You know, I mean, I'm not, I can't even, there's so much there, you know, but I do love the advice, you know, that's given. So, and to give you a little roadmap on, like you said, your future, you know, your week. That's
And it's just, to make you aware of the energies that are coming up, the possibilities, and explain some of the things that just passed away. It's like, oh, okay, now I understand that, how that happened. But it's still a learning experience. You still learn from that. That's very, very powerful.
And it's there, you know, it's free info.
Yeah, it is. It's
Great.
free. So absolutely, sign up for that if you want. So what do you think? Should we do some scopes?
Let's go.
Well,
I'm going to use.
let me take a look at the room, see who's here. Getting Facebook here and refresh. It seems like I was gone forever. I was only gone 1 week.
Only a week.
It's
I know. It's like
been
time's
a week.
flying by.
Who we have? Oh, Renee. Renee's, thank you so much for being here, Renee. Happy to see you here. Yes, this happy full moon in Aquarius. I just love it. I really do. Catherine Hickey. Hi, Catherine. So glad you're here. I hope things are going well for you. Denise Horn. And that's all that's in the chat room anyway, but I know a lot of other people are listening. I did a fair, oh, a couple of weeks ago, and had a lot of people come up to me and say, and talk about the show, and they don't actively chat because I think they're working and listening. But if you are, hi everybody. I'm so
Whoever's
glad
out
you're
there.
here. And feel free to jump in at any time, or ask any questions that you'd like. So yeah, that was good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, I had that happen too. People would say, "Yeah, I heard you on the show," and I'm like, "Really?" I don't know why it surprises us, but it does.
Yeah. Well,
That's good.
when you're doing radio, you don't get that instant feedback. You don't have a conversation unless people are chatting, and some people are busy doing other stuff, but they're listening. And we're hoping that we make a good difference in your life. So if there's anything that you all would ever like to talk about, or such, any interviews you'd like to hear, please let us know. Yeah, just give us a I need shoot us an email through One Two Listen, and we'll be happy to see what we can do about that. So let's get started with Aries. Aries, integrity is key this month. Loyalty will pay off. I mean, you might not see it in your immediate situation right now, but the universe will not forget, and the rewards will show up in very interesting and unusual ways for you. It might not show up the way you want or the way you expect, but they will show up. Being true to yourself is very important, as you might be confronted with a possible alliance, someone who wants to get involved with you in one way or another. And you might you're intuitively feeling that this person might lack integrity. So explore that and listen to that. You're very empathic right now. So really keep your aura clean and balanced. It's almost like if there's somebody that lacks integrity or is questionable, it's like it can kind of stick to you. It kind of feels like Velcro or something. So do everything you can to kind of clear that energy and get rid of any kind of unsavory sources that might be there, because you might feel something that doesn't feel like you at all. Just really choose well of the people that you associate with and who's around you. Outdoor activities will really help. It'll help your nervous system and increase your endorphins, which seems to be very important for you right now. And it has to do not only with things that are going on into your life right now, but things that are coming up in the future. And a sense of feeling good from the inside out is very powerful, and it really will carry you through some difficult times coming forward.
Wow, that was a great message. Well, I'm pulling a card from the deck. A new deck is called the Key Oracle Deck by Michelle Masseri, Mosseri. She's a medium. She is, I think she's local. And I met her at a show and I bought the deck from her. She was just selling her cards. I think she's got another deck out also. I don't remember the name of it, but I thought it might be kind of fun to try, these cards. So the card that I pulled for Aries was intention, new beginnings. New doors are opening and new opportunities are here. You are shifting into a higher frequency by honoring yourself and your accomplishments. It's time for a fresh start and a clean slate. You're being asked to only bring your new self into this next chapter.
Nice. I like that. I love all your cards. You have such interest. CA has a lot of different cards too. When she lived in Denver, I'd go over to her house once in a while, and lucky enough to get my birthday charts from her and stuff. And she has very interesting cards too. But I lo really love that. That's a wonderful message. Okay, Taurus. I keep hearing that John Denver song, Country Roads,
Oh my
and
God.
it feels like a coming home of sorts. Coming back to your roots and back to the things that keep you grounded in your spiritual values and beliefs. I think you might have gotten out into the superficial stuff for a while, and this was kind of pulling you back to who you are and what's really important. You may notice some special messages also from those who have passed on. It just seems to be like there's a little space in the veil for you at this time, where you can get these messages and the support and love from those who have passed on. So do pay attention to that and listen to that. And some of these messages might even come through the form of animals, specifically birds. It might be that somebody that you really loved and cared about had an alliance with a certain type of a bird or a cat or something. And you might feel that influence around you, or see one, and think of that person, and know that it's real. It's not a fluke. And just listen quietly to the message. Make time to step outside and soften your focus, so you can feel the harmony and healing that's available for you, because it is available. I see a lot of angelic kind of energy around you. Just some beautiful offerings, like beautiful colors, auric colors that are available to you at this time, that the collective is providing for you. And they're talking about a boost in your possible boost in your income, and some things that are important to you. So pay attention to that also. Let go of your resistance to change. Sometimes Tauruses can be a little bit stubborn and resist change, but once you open up to it, some beautiful things can come forward for you. You may have an idea or a plan that isn't going anywhere. You've had it for a long time, but you stubbornly hang on to it and refuse to let that go. Just because it's something that you want exactly a certain way. Make room for miracles, open up, and allow some of the beautiful things to come in, because some really beautiful, unexpected things might come through for you. Also, family is very important right now, especially the older ones in your family. So do pay attention to them, and what, if they have needs, reach out to them.
I love that. Make room for miracles. Love that. And it's funny because the card that I pulled is old wounds and patterns, but it says we attract what we need to heal. Often we find ourselves attracting the same type of people or situations that are not the best for us until we choose to find the common denominator of what we need to heal and release. The cycle will continue. Go within to heal the pain layer by layer to find joy again.
I really like that, especially for Taurus at this time. I have Taurus friends. They're kind of struggling right now with certain things. Okay, Gemini. I love my chatty Geminis. I do. My dog Alice is a Gemini.
Oh,
And
cute.
she's very chatty, as you know.
She's so
Very
cute, yeah.
vocal. Like I put her toys in a basket. She was very upset about
I
that.
saw that. I saw that. She was
Let me
pulling them
know
all
in
out.
no uncertain terms they don't belong there.
That's right. Telling you.
Yeah,
Good.
she knows how to make a point. I see this is a time of great self-discovery by touching base with the past and making amends to with yourself, forgiving yourself, loving yourself, not blaming yourself. See yourself as you would see your child, your son, your daughter, whatever, and allow forgiveness. Allow for some things to be healed and made better at this time. I really feel an influence of Mother Mary around you right now, supporting and loving, as you love a child. Give gratitude for all that you've learned, the good and the bad, the dark and the light, everything, has brought you to where you are right now. Be gentle with yourself and let go of anything that brings a reaction that might result in self-sabotage or in your thoughts or your behaviors. Once you let go of this, you'll see your I see you realigning with your spirit. Of course, you're always aligned with your spirit, preparing to experience a new chapter. I just see new things opening up and being available for you. I am hearing the song, an Aerosmith song. There's a music is very important in my life, so they give me a lot of songs. And this is "Dream On," that song "Dream On" until your dream comes true. I see kind of a passive sort of dream state in your manifestations. No pushing, no demanding, just seeing and feeling like you are living in the reality of your wishes right now. It's like they're saying, "Be weightless." Just kind of float there and be weightless within that.
Wow, nice message. Well, so the card that I pulled is called, it says discernment, and it has a girl with a halo and a girl with some, horns on. So it's almost like a Gemini thing. That's funny, it's like the twins. But
Yeah, that's
so
Gemini.
yeah, it says be mindful of the story that you're telling yourself. Having a negative narrative is destructive and simply not true. Stop listening to your ego-based story that is laced with falsehoods and old conditioning. For every negative thing you say, counteract that by saying three positive words. See the truth of who you are, which is wise, magnificent, and radiant.
Wow. It's so interesting how these
It
work together, isn't it? It just
is.
lets you know that spirit is here and working through all of us.
So, because I
We're all
shuffled
trying to
what?
help each other.
Yeah, I'm just shuffling while you're doing the scope, and then I pull a card, and then boom, there you
Cool. Okay, Cancer. Reduce your stress this month. Be sure to take breaks when you need it. When you feel like you're getting a little antsy or a little hungry or something, just take a break. You might not even be hungry at all. You just need a little diversion. Sometimes just taking a breath or a short walk will really help. I see a connection with you and nature this month, that will help you ground and connect with spirit in a new way. It's almost like I hear this sound. I hear a lot of sounds, and it feels like a s vibration type of sound, almost like a tuning fork sort of, and connecting to that. What I'm being shown is that the ability of nature to help you release what looks like it looks like matter or something. Things that thought forms is what they are. Thought forms that no longer serve you. And it's like, I don't need these anymore, these thoughts, whether they're yours or somebody else's. Sometimes we take on things that from our childhood and stuff that parental figures have said, and they just kind of stick there. And it's time to let those go. And the nature will really help you. And I don't know why I'm seeing a bluebird. A beautiful bluebird coming through to help you and assist you with that. So, go outside, do some breathing and let go of that. Worry makes you angry. And when you're angry, you push everybody and everything that could be supportive away. You push your solutions away, and you just don't hear them. If you've ever worked with Saint Germain, this is a good time to work with Saint Germain because he will help transmuting these energies, these worry energies, in your heart, and you can feel the support building up again.
Okay, so the card that I pulled, it says inflexible and then change. You or the person involved are set in ways that are impeding growth. Be more open-minded and see the other person's point of view to expand your perspective in a healthy way. Oftentimes, being too rigid masks the problem that causes imbalance and unrest. Flexibility is needed to create flow. And then I have a story about a bluebird. When you said bluebird,
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you after you're done. Oh my gosh,
No, go
that's
ahead.
oh well. My partner, his mom lives in Arkansas, and they had a huge storm there yesterday. And she sent a picture to me of the storm. The tree came down. Then she tells a story about this bluebird started pecking her in the head, like attacking her.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, and then she found out, of course, the baby was blown from the nest, and so they were trying to save the baby and all that. But the baby bluebird, it was so funny, bluebird. And one of her friends asked her, "Were you afraid while it was happening?" She goes, "I didn't have time to be afraid. She just was reacting, And it's an interesting kind of thing, like storms of life, storms, with the birds. And then I told her a story about when I was in. Going, getting ready for prom, way back, of course, because I'm old. But I'm standing there, and I went to my boyfriend's prom in Friendsville, Maryland. And I'm standing on the porch waiting for him to pick me up in my French curls and bunny fur. And his bird pooped in my hair.
Oh.
Had a bird poop in a curl. Anyway, again, birds. But yeah, that was so funny when you mentioned.
That's supposed to be a good luck, I guess.
Oh, pooping in the hair, yeah.
Yeah. But
Yeah, and the bluebird
unfortunate
of
when you're getting ready
happiness.
for prom.
Yeah, it was funny. Anyway, it just yeah.
Wow.
She's okay, but yeah, she got pecked in the head, and it's diff. They're defending their
Yeah,
offspring.
right.
Interesting though. So now
And
this
just
little.
seeing her as possibly the creator of all this chaos.
Yeah,
Wow.
interesting. Yeah, she's quite feisty. Fun.
Yikes.
Fun lady. I like her a lot. Anyway, okay.
Interesting. Let me see. I'm just checking in the oh,
Other
nobody
chat?
else in the chat room. That's
Yeah.
okay. We'll just keep going here. It's just about break time. I'm wondering if we should take a break
Continue later.
and continue. Yes.
Kiddo.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Okay, Jay. Welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen. So happy that you're spending this hour with us. We're going to take a look at the chat room here and see if anybody wants any messages or such. Let's have a look here. Oh, Catherine. If time allows, Goddess, so will it be called a goddess. I would welcome any insights into my possible, hopefully temporary, return to Ireland. You know, and of course, St. Bridget, you know, always jumps up to help and support and bring you wisdom. I don't know why I'm seeing her with this cute little pig. And I don't know what that's about. This adorable little pig. And I'm not sure what pigs actually mean, but it seems it has a little beautiful little red ribbon around its neck. And it's just lovely.
Well, when you're saying that, I'm seeing her dancing. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing Bridget dancing, like, and then you add the pig, and it's like a pig and a jig. And make it fun. So, Catherine, I don't know why you're going, of course, but I think just try to have some fun with it. I hope it's not a negative trip, but hopefully you can make the most of it and make it, you know, so that you do a lot of like healing and clearing and tying up of loose ends and looking at things that, you know, maybe from your past that you couldn't quite, that the reality was, it's not the reality now is what I'm trying to say. So look at the reality of it now and have a little fun with it. So, and you're not going to stay there forever. So.
Absolutely. And I see possibly, I don't know if you're looking for another position or if they're expanding the job that you have back here in the States, but there's something bigger, brighter, and better coming forward for you after you get back. It's like you really need to make this trip to touch base with your roots and to, you know, because, you know, I just get the message that you'll never let go of who you are there. It's very powerful. You know, of course, that's, yeah, you're Irish.
Yeah.
There's just this very powerful hold that you have with Mother Earth there and grounding, and it's going back to ground. And it's interesting because what I'm seeing is letting go of a lot of stuff while you're there. And I see you sitting on the stone. I don't know if there's a certain place that you go or something where there's the stone, and it's like channeling or allowing a lot of the stuff to funnel out of you, a lot of the New York energy, a lot of the hustle and bustle kind of energy, and get back to something that is more foundational, I guess, because they're showing me a foundation being able to move forward again in a different way. I like
so
it.
Catherine is, I was reading, it's mainly to support her father's cancer journey.
And
it is but you can bring joy to him also. So there is still some joy and love. I did that for my father. I did hospice for my dad. And we healed a lot. We cleared a lot. We had some fun, you know, even though, you know, it was a long trek there. But I was glad to be a part of that also. So. Yeah, I feel it'll be okay.
Yes, I'm glad you're going to be able to go back there and be of support. And there's, you know, some things with your mother that you can share with her. And she really needs your support and just touching base right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Guess I should get back to scopes, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I could do this.
I mean, okay. Yeah, because the scopes are getting longer and longer, as it seems,
<It's okay.
laughs> as we progress with this show.
Yeah.
Okay, Leo, I see you looking into the sky and the clouds, and they're starting to part and move away so the sun can peek through. It's a beautiful sun peeking through. You can see a little at a time, not too much too fast, just a little at a time. Too much too fast would be kind of would floor you. So it's just little increments that you can accept and believe. I'm kidding. The phrase, just the word good shepherd, and that's what Jesus was called. He's an amazing teacher and guide for you during this period of time, and it has a lot to do with a lot of healing going on to into your life. Not just it feels like karmic healing also, karmic and cellular healing, and it's all, of course, it's all connected to spirit and the divine. So this is an opportunity. It may not feel like an opportunity, but it really, really is of healing on so many different levels. Know that you will be given the grace and the support that you need to achieve a feeling of wholeness again. Whatever wholeness means to you, be open to solutions from people and sources that you would least expect. It could be somebody that maybe you're not religious, and it could be a religious person. It's like, oh, that says something that really hits home with you. Just know that everything is running through the divine. We don't have to compartmentalize. I can't say that word right now. Oh my goodness.
You got it. You got it.
Can't letting go of that and allowing, because this is that beautiful Gemini time, the twins of allowing the light and the dark to work together and find solutions in ways that otherwise you wouldn't. There we go.
Okay. Sorry. The card is intuition, wisdom, and gifts. Honor your innate ability to see psychically and trust your gut feelings. Trust your guidance and the vibrations you feel. When you truly step into your abilities, all of your senses rush in. Look into expanding your gifts by taking classes, journaling, meditating, and listening to your inner voice.
I just got feed your soul is what I heard.
Yeah.
Feed your soul. Because Leo does a lot of giving, and it's time to take that in some new things. Yeah, I like that. Okay, Virgo. The wind is at your back, and you're offered the opportunity to use eclectic energy. I don't know why that word came up, but eclectic energy to
That's a good word.
evaluate and assess your energy. I have to look up some of these words sometimes. It is to help you evaluate and assess your energy. And this could be like chakra tests, acupuncture, I Ching, anything like that will help evaluate your energy and know how to assess that. And change that energy, move that energy around so it will be balanced. I see a cosmic moving walkway. And it's like one of those at the airport, where
Wow.
you just jump on there and you can either just sit there with your bags and let it carry you, or you can walk with it. It's your choice, and there's no wrong answer there. Either way, you're going to be encouraged to take advantage of these offerings. Know that you will be guided to the perfect modality or technique that will propel you into what you've been working on, whether it's health, abundance, peace of mind, whatever. I see a universal gift that you have longed for that's going to come into reality within the next year here.
Was an interesting card that I pulled. It's isolation and lonely. So maybe thinking we have to do everything ourselves. This says there is a tendency to push people away by isolating yourself from uncomfortable situations. Look into new ways to break down the walls to create better ways to connect with others. Don't keep your light to yourself. Open up to share it.
Nice. Yes. That works well with the rest of this, opening it up and exploring and getting out. Absolutely. Okay, Libra. The collective encourages you to gather momentum in terms of gratitude, so that you can maximize your reasons to celebrate. It's just like gathering joy, gathering feel the feel the joy, be the joy. It's interesting because I see Libra surrounded by this beautiful yellow light, your own personal kind of auric energy and such, but then I see this other light from the divine coming in, and they're the same, yet they're not. And it's like this big divine energy feeding your energy, Libra. So take that in, and it's like it's being attracted. It's almost like solar energy, and trapping that energy and holding on to it for future use. You know, you look like a solar unit to me. The collective is talking about complementary energy that will assist you in the later part of the summer months. I feel angelic assistance is also working with this energy. You don't need to know how to use or channel this energy at this time. They just saying right now, just collect that energy and just feel this wonderful joy.
Hey, and the card is good news, positivity. Your prayers have been heard. Good news is on the way. The universe wants you to have expectancy of positive outcomes in your life. You have the power to manifest what you desire of your highest good by co-creating with Source. Now it's time to celebrate.
Nice. I like that. I can just see Libra dancing around in the sun. Cool. Okay, Scorpio. Dark and light, yin and yang, are the energies that you're working with right now. Pay attention and do what you can to balance mentally, physically, and socially. Set clear boundaries. Pay attention to yourself. Are you taking on somebody else's attitudes and habits? Like all of a sudden, I sound like so and so. Wait a minute, because you're kind of taking on some of their stuff because you're being so helpful and loving or whatever the situation may be. Now is a good time to take a step back and look at the situation independently and decide what your next step would be. Someone in your life may be feeling a bit stuck. And there's not much that you can do to change that without getting yourself in the same situation or also stuck. So what we suggest is to step back and take the emotional element out of it and just kind of watch it like you're watching a movie. When someone has an excuse for every solution offered, pull back because they will only just keep sucking up your energy and using it to build more unproductive ways or thought forms or whatever. Just pull back and go, excuse me, I'm sorry. Just, okay, do whatever you need to do.
Well, that's very pertinent in my life right now. But so I pulled a card that is love redefined and romance. Cupid has entered your heart and has awakened you to love and romance, but this time on a different vibration. Having a newfound love for yourself has created opportunity for a new chapter with possibilities to cultivate healthy relationships. Okay, I'll take that right
I like that. I like that a lot.
there.
Okay, better move. Get the move on here, Sagittarius. A situation that you've dealt with before may once again be in the offering. It is always your choice and decision which direction you choose. Give the situation and those involved, including yourself, a fair evaluation. It feels like a karmic kind of a vibe to it. And repeating the same behaviors is not really a good solution. It's time to figure out what triggers you into repeating these patterns. Set your magical thinking aside and list the facts. I knew somebody. She was a brilliant woman, a brilliant, bright woman. And she used to try to convince people that her son was a Starfleet captain and that he was confused by, yes, he was confused by the Earth energy and always, had to be forgiven for stealing money to afford his drug habit.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm sure that most of us out there don't have things that are that extensive, but it's always that magical thinking, making an excuse for something instead of seeing the reality as it is. It's like rip off the bandage, rip it off.
Well, it's interesting that the card is past life karma and cycles. This indicates a past life is the reason why the intense energy surrounds you, the person or a situation. Look into ways to clear past life karma and see the bigger picture of the situation by viewing it from a lessened perspective. Taking ownership for your part and forgiveness are key in releasing past life karma.
Good.
Could be.
I like that. Wow. Okay. Capricorn, I see this ocean. I just see an ocean around you. It's vast and full of possibilities. The sea energy, you could physically be at the beach right now, or it could just it could be more on a conscious level. But it feels very relaxing and hypnotic. I don't know if some of you are interested in hypnosis. This could be a really interesting thing for you to look into. The collective asks you not to overthink right now. Just gently observe. I feel intuitively that partnerships could be good for you at this time. And partnerships are not always, as that other card that you just pulled, they're not always one-on-one human relationships. It could be a partnership with a group, with an animal, ascended master, or yourself, of course. Sometimes your altruistic nature meets with resistance, and you try to balance your yin and yang. This could be a powerful time in which you're able to work deeply with your consciousness to open doors to new possibilities. It's a great time for forgiveness and renewal.
And the card is awakening and expansion. You have been receiving messages that it's time for your soul to expand beyond the 3D vision. You are an old soul that is here to do many great things. You have come to realize this through doing the hard work and merging with your higher self. There is no going back, so enjoy the new way of being by having acceptance and inner peace moving forward.
I like that. I know so many Capricorns that are, you can just feel them, that they're old souls. Yeah. And that they're here to work some things out.
Close married to one.
Yeah, it's tough for them, but they can, tough but doable. Okay, Aquarius, you may feel a bit stuck at this, and this is like when you feel stuck like this, it's a signal that it's time to seek out and accept the ever-changing world with a higher purpose in mind. You can't go back, to where things were. To try to do that would just leave you feeling frustrated and even more stuck. I guess you can listen to the oldie station or watch reruns of old shows on TV forever because of the technology that we've got now. But as it is today, that would keep you locked into and locked down to who you were at that time, emotionally and spiritual growth. Also at that time, and I agree, I love the old music. I think it's so much better. I don't like the music now. It's very homogenized, I guess. I'm a rock and roll person,
Yeah, me too,
I want to
for
hear that
sure.
backbeat and
Absolutely.
stuff. But it's time to you can, however, use your past wisdom to help other people. It feels like there's some service involved, so you can help other people to move forward with the wisdom that you've gathered. In this message, progression is sometimes difficult, but the collective wants you to explore new horizons and find the positive things in these new things. It's a great time to buy new clothes, to get a new hairstyle, explore music, start a podcast, and start sharing.
Okay, this is partnerships and support. You are being guided to reach out to form partnerships and alliances to expand your vision and perspective. Take this time to see who comes into your life that is offering to assist with your endeavors. Asking for help often leads to accomplishing your goals more quickly.
Nice. Ooh, we're getting it right in time. Pisces, it's all about your intentions and your attention right now, where you put your attention. You may have some difficult experience that seem to be getting most of your attention right now. Wherever you put your thoughts and your attention and such, that's where you're going to manifest. And that's what you're going to manifest. The collective offers you a solution to break free of this karmic cycle and live life on your terms. The situation may still be part of your life. These people might still be part of your life, but you can choose the level of control that they have. Master Jesus, he's been around a lot lately, is coming through and coming forward to remind you to be in the world, but be in the world, but not of it. Be in it by becoming the observer and not one of the problems, not one of the players, just observing and stepping back, of course. It's easier to see the solutions when you step back and see the situations without being emotionally charged. Let go of the blame, let go of anger. It will not serve you. And see, because with this, I see your body absorbing a lot of this negativity, and you can change that around to absorbing the positive energies if you want. Make that switch. And the choice is always up to you. But once you find yourself getting charged or pulled into something, pull back, step back, and just watch the situation.
Interesting card. So it says stuck energy and alignment. Your body is requiring energy work to get back in alignment by balancing your chakras and clearing your auric field. You have stuck energy that can be caused by holding on to pain or having resistance to let new energy flow in. Get grounded and reconnected to your body once again. It's
Oh, I
interesting.
really like that.
Yeah, you were it just went right along with it there. That's interesting.
I just love being in the groove.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. We have that our little church that we go to where they have a first Thursday and do gallery readings, and you'll have two or three people up front, and it's just almost like a wave. It
Yep.
works on a wave where one person will connect, and then the other person connects, and all the messages just flow beautifully.
Yeah, it's great. It's an interesting evening.
Yeah.
We have a couple minutes here. We don't have too many, but let's
I
see.
know.
I know I see Pam asking. She says she's going through a lot of changes, so many changes, and her head is spinning. The only thing I got real quick is just spend more time going inward, meditate as much as you can, and get grounded and let go of some of that stuff that's messing you up in your head. Stop, It's like the little
Yes.
monkey brain stuff rattling around in there. If you can meditate and ground and just, allow spirit to take it and release it.
And I'm also getting foods. Paying attention to the foods that you are putting in your body. It's almost like the change of seasons. Change those foods, and always kind of have that blessing on those foods before you eat them and while you eat them, and appreciation of that. And I know that seems really simple. It really does, but there's something very powerful about that message for you. And loving yourself. Yes.
You want me to do the last
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
card if you want? Well, I have the deck. It's one of my favorite decks, the Postcards from Spirit. And I think I talked about these before, Colette Baron-Reid. And I just was drawn to these for the closing of the show today to pull one for the collective. So tell me when to stop playing.
Stop.
Okay. Okay. So this one is, says, "Dear you. You are in such good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance in this moment. You have the power to make a choice to get with spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going, but if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine? Are you plugged in or are you trying to do life all by your small self? Get rid of negative energy now. Resentments be gone. Forgiveness and love enter. You can do your life beautifully and create your most powerful future right here, right now, in this moment. Aren't you thrilled to know that you have a huge cheering section over here? Love and hugs always."
Nice. Oh, I love that.
I know. It's so cool. I
Just
love
quickly, Maya, I don't see you moving. until next year. And they're talking about something about March of next year, some kind of a move. It's like you have to collect your thoughts, and there's still some things that you have to work out with where you're at right now, before you make that move forward. But it does feel like clearing the energy where you are right now is very, very important, because the energy seems very heavy where you're living right now.
And she can make a better decision.
Yes, yeah. Because you're not in a good place to make that decision right now. Maureen and I are both advisors on When to Listen. You can catch us there. And we'll be signed on as often as possible. So we have TBSs, we have all kinds of fun things, classes on When to Listen. It's an all-in-one type of